Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%. And that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingaba litshona njani emakhaya yikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili. Sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abanengi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Bakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yaba lukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwa ibatereri kusangana ukumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika apo vechidiki vachichema-chema nekuti kunyangwe vakadzidza sei mabasa haazi kuwanikwa nechikonzero chekutaza kwehurumende kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Tiri kutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwewo divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in Kwabulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda.
You're 21 years old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed?
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking yearly.
Okay, we are seeing that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
These days, it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, cleaning, or waitressing, that's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or,
exactly,
or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
And for people like you who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how to survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are good or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Whereas they know that they're going to be taking their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, Mutase, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put put food on the table.
As a youngster, like yourself, a 21-year-old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again.
They have to support me, but obviously they're always pestering me to, like, look for a job, do something. You're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do? No one is hiring.
That was Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You have never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? What are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking? Some of the people your age are actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married, yes.
Why did you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I entered security, and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just decided.
So you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What you want to work, what do you want to do in life?
I want to do many things.
Yeah.
I want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay. Yeah. Since you've done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there?
I can't.
Looking at the youth your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, and let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36, where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we'll be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki Tanasiwa Dambuza uyo ane makore ekuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya nhoko dzezvironda.
Chikoro makabvari zvizere makaita kusvika pai pari zvino ndiri kufundzawo palevhe masters in international trade in diplomacy, but ndakatopinza marizauti nguva ndakangomirirawo hangu asati acho saka kuri kushanda ku basa pari zvino handizvina chandinongoita kuvolondia kumaorganization yakasiyana siyana ishuwiro iri yekuti nerimwe ramazuva ndigowanawo kwokushanda
saka tingati izvi zvinokwanisa here kuti munge muchirarama
kuvolondia pachokwadi handikwanisi kurarama handikwanisi kuchengetawo vabereki vangu sezvavaishuwirawo mushure mekunge ndapedza fundo dzandiri kuita
somaonerei nichii chingaitwa nehurumende kuti vamwe vakaita semunge muchikwanisawo kuwana mabasa sezvo makaenda kuchikoro
hurumende tinovimba kuti ndiro basa rayo rekuti ikwanise kunge ichibatsiridza vechidiki kuti vange vachiwana mabasa saka chimwe chainokwanisa kuita kugadzirawo ikonomi yedu munyika yezimbabwe kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachi wana pokushandira nokuti kana economy isina kumira zvakanaka zvinoreva kuti isu sama youth hatikwanise kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kokushanda uye zvakare tiri kuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuwira kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atize of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwavo saka kana maemployers or potential employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF oke waxoxa leStudio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakaze asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uzaqhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo
kunjani mama ezombani
yena empilo sibandla
yebo nompilo sibandla
yebo
wena uyini la
mina ngi youth
elana
eZANU PF
uyithi eZANU PF hamba yena esigabeni sapha
hayi esigabeni ku
right ubona njani abantu bakhala vela bathi amayouth kala msebenzi wena njengeyouth leZANU PF uthini
nakathi esikawuphi umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi
manje uthini mpela
sithi sicela nje imisebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi sisemakhaya sosibona
ukuthiumlezabuza ukuthi manje kuZANU PF ungenamsebenzi uhlalele
kathi ngihlezi kuphela kade ngingathini
awudingi amanye amabandla
hayi amabandla kangiwadingi
okay
ngihlezi nje lami khonapha kuZANU PF ngibambelele khonapha
So ubambelele la.
Ngiya kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
KuZANU PF.
Umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngale wena.
Ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko.
Eh. Kodwa ubona ngale wena kodwa ulona.
Kakhulu.
Ujongana.
Ah, nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje. Lalapha esihlangana khona nje singama youth singabadala hayi. Sikhangela sinambe nenga kakhulu siyawe.
Bona wawasebenza.
Hayi.
Awasebenza.
Eh.
Ukhanele uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
hayi zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alilu kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazi nibekhona siya kulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
mngeni wawutshela abanye manje asakhulela
ngamanye amayuthi nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sigqelagqele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khona apha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZANU-P F uNompilo Sibanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chiza Sibanda weStudio 7. ULovemore Sibanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chiza Sibanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela ngosakhulayo ke uLovemore Sibanda. Asizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Sibanda.
Wena-ke nyawubona le minyaka emingaki?
Mina nde-32 years.
Uthini lapho uyasebenza yini?
Lapha imisebenzi asiyitholi. Siyabhayiseka nje siyabe sizama ukudinga but hayi umsebenzi asiyitholi.
Usule sikhathi ngalani ungasebenzi?
Ngingathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapho ekhaya. Ngizake imisebenzi
kule minyaka eyi-32. Empilweni yakho nxa ukhangele uphila njani ngobunzima lo?
Kunzima vele because le nto zasezinzima akula nto esingalutholi, asitholi lutho.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi isimo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona, ucabanga ukuthi-ke intsha njengana ama-youth anjengani azaphila ngani?
Kungaba le change nje lesitholi lama-project okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena ngathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo, kuyini ongathi ufundele umsebenzi ongakwenza?
Umsebenzi ngenze abhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-tiles aphansi lawa.
So wena vele ungulokuze uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ukulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenda? Uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified.
Lapha edolobheni wenzani? Uyabe ubhodi usenzani?
Sabe sidinga nje enye singakutholi emgwaqweni but akuda nje sikuthola.
Uthatha isikhathi ngalani wawuthola umsebenzi? Uthi uthole i-peace job?
I-peace job uyithola ka-1 kumbe 2 weeks.
Uphile ngani? Khuluma sile usitshele phela uhlala la.
Khona lokho ukuthi after 2 weeks ungatholi $10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuphu uthenge. Mazi siyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks. Isiphilela vele ukudla. Lazi kuyabe kushota vele, asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youths are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama distributors of innovation hub. To get it to Savana, Nagasiana, Siana, you know, it's not a new code at coding, can I go to music, can I go meet as a good drawer.
Murku wana a Vachiki Vachitandra Sage in Wage.
And Wona Vachiki Father of Singaiti. Kona bazhinji vacho vachiuya nekuwanda vachiuya kuzoda kudzidza zvecoding nezvekuita nezvetechnology.
Chirongwa ichi muri kusponswa nani? Chiri kubatsirwa nani?
Chirongwa ichi chiri kubatsira ne Love for Africa, Jamf, Angel of Hope and Meta.
Imi mune makore mangani tsukona munenge vechidiki?
Ine ndine 20. I'm turning 27.
Saka vana vari kutambira sei kuona vachidzidziswa nevechidiki vanenge mii?
I believe vanenge vachifara zvisingaiti because each and every time ndikapinda munomwe muchikoro muno vana vese vanenge vachida kumbouya kunova vaizotaura neni vachimbondiexplaina some of their things vavanenge vachifesa.
Saka vanenge vachida kunyatsonzwa zvamuri kuita vanokubata ipapi, munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosi Victoria Falls, Mercy Innovation Lab, Mercy High School is an innovation lab. No, but by number than it's not 078-298-7424. Or no, one number by Twitter, on the board, we're line again.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment at the greener pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation, we are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. But a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with the relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they are going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence that we actually experience where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which angle are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they have been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we've got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of ZEC, Zimbabwean Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge, and please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma ntungamili Magadi iko.
Aiwa tinofara hedu mapinda muchirongwa mui kuionawo sei nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa yakanganisa vechidiki muZimbabwe.
mukoma ntunga inyaya inorwadza zvingaiti inyaya huru inorwadza zvingaiti yekuchinoda nyatso kuhandliwa inewe yekuti dei kuri kunzi hurumende yaita yaisa musoro pamwe chete nevanhu navagari vabereki kana kuti tingaa kuti mastakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvedzidzo kana kuti nezvekuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma mutunga ndaichimbotaura natete mavelas palestok panyaya pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti fyucha yevana yenyika fyucha yenyika kwete yevana fyucha yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti kana vana vazhinji vanofanwa kuzotora nyika kuindira pane imwe stage mberi mune ramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yatoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere crisis chaichaiyo deep crisis.
Haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge yati hakutyo kusisina ndo zvazvinoreva kuti nhoroondo yose yekunzi Zimbabwe ina vanhu vakadzidza kwe kusisina mune ramangwana.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Donald, regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Muri kunzwa vaMuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki. Asi hupfumi huri kuondomoka, mabasa hapana. Nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees, you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana. What does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapinde kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu?
Zvinogona kuaffecta vechidiki vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and where we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, His Excellency Jim Nangagwa, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that, no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your content, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that you should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties. Because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms where the young people are also saying, the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold there. Let me squeeze in this caller, Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mune 30 seconds. Tipei fungwa dzenyu.
Regai ndibude panze bonzi ndiri kunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa show.
Itai gaga mukoma, nguva dzafamba, tine 30 seconds.
Regai nditende chirongwa chemanheru chamukutaura ichi chandiri kunzwa baba Donald Mamboma nababa Muchenje. Zveshuwa pachokwadi youth vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimbabwe. Mabasa arimo asi ana mari. Ndo chatinoza kuti titaure ichocho. Hatingadi tirove imbwa takadududza mupini munyika yezimbabwe togara tirimo. Ndikada kundikuzivisei ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka. Vanasikana tikaenda panana shonga miti payapaya pane zvimamaini zviripo, unoona vanasikana vechidikidiki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa. Saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari. Zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki.
On that note, I'm sorry, mukoma Richard Moyo, we have to leave it there. Let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest, Mr. John Muchenje, and our callers, as well as you at home, our listeners. Let's make another date next week. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%, and that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingaba lichona njani emakhaya yikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili. Sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abanengi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Bakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yabalukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika apo vechidiki vachichema-chema nekuti kunyangwe vadzidza sei mabasa haazi kuwanikwa nechikonzero chekutadza kwehurumende kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Tirikutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwewo divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in Kwabulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
You're 21 years old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed.
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking here and there.
Okay, we have seen that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
Hey, these days it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, cleaning or waitressing, that's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or
exactly.
Or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
Or, and for people like you who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how do you survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are booked or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Where else do you know that they're going to be taking their close associates? So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, Mutasi, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We'll be forced to do anything just to put food on the table.
As a youngster like self, a 21-year-old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again?
They have to support me, but obviously they are always pestering me to, like, look for a job, do something. You're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do I do? No one is hiring.
That was Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You've never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? What are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking some of them? Some of the people your age actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married, yes.
Why did you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I entered security, and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just decided.
You had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What you want to work? What you want to do in life?
I want to do things.
Yeah.
I want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay.
Yes.
Since you've done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there?
I can't.
Looking at the youth, your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36? Where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we will be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki Tanasiwa Dambuza uyo ane makore ekuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya nhoko dzezvironda.
Chikoro makabva ari uye makaita chika pai pari zvino ndiri kufundawo palevhe masters in international trade in diplomacy, but ndakatopinza marizauti nguva ndakangomirirawo hangu asati atoua
saka kuri kushanda kuti
basa pari zvino handina. Chandinongoita kuvolondia kumaorganization yakasiyana siyana, shuwiro iri yekuti nerimwe ramazuva ndikuwanawo kwokushanda.
Saka tingati izvi zvinokwanisa here kuti munge muchirarama?
Kuvolondia pachokwadi handikwanisi kurarama, handikwanisi kuchengetawo vabereki vangu sezvavaishuwirawo mushure mekunge ndapedza fundo dzandiri kuita.
Somuonerei imi chii chingaitwa nehurumende kuti vamwe vakaita semunge muchikwanisawo kuwana mabasa sezvo makaenda kuchikoro?
Hurumende tinovimba kuti ndiro basa rayo rekuti ikwanise kunge ichibatsiridza vechidiki kuti vange vachiwana mabasa. Saka chimwe chainokwanisa kuita kugadzirawo ikonomi yedu munyika yeZimbabwe kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana pokushandira, nokuti kana ikonomi isina kumira zvakanaka
zvinoreva kuti isu samayouth hatikwanisi kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kwekushanda uye zvakare tirikuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuwira kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atize of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwa saka kana maemployers or potential employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa.
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. That have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Debele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF oke waxoxa le Studio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakazi asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uza qhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo.
Kunjani mama izombani?
Nginompilo Sibanda.
Yebo nompilo Sibanda.
Yebo.
Wena yini la?
Mina ndiyuthi.
Elana.
ELeZanu PF.
Uyuthi ELeZanu PF hamba yena esigabeni sapho.
Hayi. Esigabeni kuright.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ubona njani abantu bakhala vela bathi amayouth kala msebenzi wena njengoyouth leZanu P F uthini?
Nakathesi kawuphi umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi.
Uthini phela?
Sithi sicela nje umsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi. Sisemakhaya sozibona ukuthi.
Umyeza kubuza ukuthi manje kuZanu P F ungenamsebenzi uhlaleleni?
Ah, kathi ngihlezi kuphela kathi ngingathini.
Awudingi amanye amabandla?
Hayi, amabandla kangiwadingi.
Okay.
Ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuZanu P F ngibambelele khonapho.
So ubambelele la
inyaka kakhulu
uyasebenza
kuzani phe
umnyaka 2023 bona ngale wena
ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko
eh kodwa ubona ngale ngawena ulona
kakhulu
uchonga
ah nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje lalapha sihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadala hayi sikhangela sinambe ne ngakhulu siyawe
bona owasebenza
ayi
awasebenza
eh
ukhalelo uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
hayi zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alili kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazibusikula ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umngeni wawutshela abanye amayouth asakhulela
amanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sicela kwele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khona phe bandleni lethu lathi zuzu ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZanu PF uNompilo Spanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chiso Spanda we Studio 7. Olaf Mospanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chiso Spanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela osakhulayo ke uLaf Mospanda. Sizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Spanda.
Wena ke nyabona le myami ngayo?
Mina nde 32 years.
Ini lapho uyasebenza yini?
Ah, lapha emsebenza sithole. Siyabhayisika nje sithole sizama ukudinga but hayi umsebenza asithole.
Usule sikhathi nganani ungasebenzi?
Ah, ngathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapho ekhaya angizake ngisebenze mina.
Kule myaka eyi 32? Empilweni yakho nxa ukhangele uphila njani ngobunzima lobo khona ungasebenzi?
Ah, kunzima vele because le nto zabe sezinzima akula lutho esingalutholi asitholi lutho siphila nzima vele.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi isimo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona ucabanga ukuthi-ke intshe njenganama-youth anjengani azaphila ngani?
Ah, kungaba le change lesitholi lama-project okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena kathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo kuyini ungathi ufundele ukusebenza kwenza
umsebenzi ngenze yabhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-tiles aphansi lawazopela.
So wena vele ungulokuze uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenda, uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified.
Lapho edolobheni wenzani? Uyabe ubhodi usenzani?
Sabe sidinga nje eni singakutholi emgwaqweni but akuba nje sikuthola.
Uthatha isikhathi ngalani wawuthola umsebenzi? Uthi uthole i-peace job?
Ah, i-peace job uyithola ka-1 kumbe nge-2.
Uphile ngani? Khuluma sile usitshele phela uhlala
khona lokho ukuthi after 2 weeks ungatholi $10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuphu uthenge mazi usiyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks isiphilela vele ukudla plus kuyabe kushoda vele asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youths are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama 2 meters of innovation hub. To be teaching Savannah, to be a Siana Siana, to offer a new quota coding, can I go to music, can I go to meters of drawer?
Murkuana,
Bashinji Bacho, Bachuya, Leguana, Bachuya, also doubts it as a coding is a return to technology.
Chirumbai Chimuku sponsor one, Chiruku Batsuana.
Chirumbai Chirum Batsanella for Africa, Gem, Angel of War, and Neta.
And you name Makura Manga, Chukona Ninja Visibit.
In 2020, I'm 2020 and when I cast, so 26 years. I believe I've been to far of Singaiti because each and every time we have been a mono chikoromono and I guess when you watch that we are going over the tower and then you watch him on this and then some of the other things are not in this.
Saka vanenge vachitakunya tsunzwa zvamukuita vanokubata ipapi munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosi Victoria Falls, Mosi Innovation Lab, Mosi High School is an innovation lab. Or known on the Bata by number 078-298-7424. Or known on one number by Twitter, once a void club, again.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Yahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment and greener pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation. We are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. Because a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they're going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence. That is actually experiencing where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which angle are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they've been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we've got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of the ZEC, Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge. And please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma tungamili magadi hivyo.
Aiwa, tinofara edu. Mapinda mchirongwa mui kuiwona wase nyaye kushaikwa kwe mabasa ya kangani sawe chindiki Muzimbabwe.
Mkoma tunga inye eno kwaza singaiti inye uru ino kwaza singaiti kuchino danga soku hendliwa ine weye kuti ni kurukundi uru nende aita mnyesa msoro pangmo chete nevangu nalagari vabereki kana kuti ngakuti ma stakeholders ese anechekuita nezvidzo kana kuti nezve kuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma Mutunga ndachimbota kana tete mavelas paLet's Talk panyaya pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti ficha yevana yenyika ficha yenyika kwete yevana ficha yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti vana vazhinji vanofanirwa kuzotora nyika kuindira pane imwe stage mberi ne ramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yatora kuti yakutoenda kumawere crisis jaja deep crisis
haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge hakuchipe kusisina ndozvatinoreva kuti nhoroondo yese yekunzi Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza kusisina ine ramangwana.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Donald, regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Muri kunzwa vaMuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki asi upfumi huri kuondomoka, mabasa hapana. Nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees, you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana. What does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapinde kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu?
Zvinogona kuafecta vechiti vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and the way we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, Netherlands, Edwin Nangago, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that, no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your complaints, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that you should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties. Because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms where the young people are also saying the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller by Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mune 30 seconds. Tipe ifuwa zenyu.
Regai ndibude panze bonzi kunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa show.
Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba, tine 30 seconds chete.
Regai nditende chirongwa chemanheru chamukutaura ichi chandiri kunzwa baba va Donald Mamboma naba vamuchenje. Zveshuwa pachokwadi youth vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimbabwe, mabasa arimo asi ana mari. Ndo chatinoda kuti titaure ichocho. Hatingadi tirovembwa takabudza mupini munyika yezimbabwe togara tirimo. Ndikada kundikuzivisei, ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka, vanasikana. Tikaenda pana Shonga Miti paya pane zvimamaini zviripo, unoona vanasikana vechidiki diki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa. Saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari. Zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki.
On that note, I'm sorry, mukoma Richard Moyo, we have to leave it there. Let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest, Mr. John Muchenje, and our callers, as well as you at home, our listeners. Let's make another date next week. I am Tsungamile Nkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe.